Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friend, I'm Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it on the YouTube, just to make sure you're getting your new Going In Raw content. And then if you have to go into the settings and figure out how to actually get notified, which apparently I have to do these days on YouTube.
Shouldn't be that difficult. You should really hit subscribe, get notifications.
Right,
that easy.
You do right there.
If you want fewer,
okay.
if you want to customize, you can go in and do that.
Go in into the guts of YouTube
but
and do that.
The default should be subscribed, get notifications, new videos.
I'm subscribing to something. It should come to me.
Anyways.
We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, all the great podcast apps out there. Be sure to leave us a rating or a review. It really does help boost the exposure of Going In Raw.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And we're now on Spotify. That was a pretty jolting discovery that we made.
This is kind of anticlimactic. After a year ago, we were on the road to Spotify, hoping it would culminate around WrestleMania. Getting on Spotify just took a year.
Yeah.
With a little fanfare, we were on.
We tried so hard, and then nothing
and
happened.
And then it happened.
And then it just happened without any.
But we're there, so that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ultimately, something good happened. We're on Spotify now.
Everything worked out.
Yeah, man.
All worked out for the best.
Yeah.
We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. Oh, sorry. There you go. That one. This is a Los Ingobernables de Japón shirt.
We can get it at Pro Wrestling Tees. It's not our store.
Yeah, it's not our store. There's all our shirts. We're going to get more up there.
Yeah.
10 by WrestleMania.
We'll see about that.
10 new.
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 10.
By WrestleMania. Anyways, this is our Dirt Sheet edition. Friday
news.
Dirt Sheet.
Weekly so news roundup.
All weekly news. All the news you can handle here on Going In Raw.
All right.
We have some good stories this week.
We do have some very good stories. Let's start at the beginning of the week. Something that popped up after we did our Monday news roundup for the weekend, but still interesting. So on Monday, Wrestling Inc. reported on an email going out apparently to people that are going to be attending Backlash this year. I think it's in May. This email said, quote, "This will now be a combined pay-per-view with Raw and SmackDown superstars."
Wow.
Now, you know, like last year and what we thought this year, you'd have your major four.
Mm-hmm.
Rumble, Mania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, co-branded. And then we'd heard in 2018 that Money in the Bank
would probably
be that too. But now, if this email is correct, Backlash would be co-branded as well. But there's more to this story, Steve, because WrestleVotes, a Twitter user who has broke stories before, followed up on that, and they stated that starting with Backlash, all WWE pay-per-views will now be co-branded for the foreseeable future.
There's one more. There's one more little bit of insider news on this. I have my own sources. Hold on, I'm going to pull them up now. Our good friendo Pulse, formerly known as CM Pulse, James, tweeted out this earlier. "Hey, WWE, I read that you're thinking about making all your pay-per-views 5 hours long. Can you not? Thanks. Yeah. Signed, a normal human being."
Meltzer talked about that newsletter.
Why have we not? Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, what did
There's
Meltzer
a lot
say?
More to this. Hold on. We'll get to that. You kind of jumped the gun. I was going to mention that, too, at the conclusion of all this.
Well, I mentioned it already.
Yeah,
I have my own scoops, man.
Yeah, you guess you did. Anyways, the following day.
I love Pulse. Why have we not collaborated with him yet? He's hilarious.
Good question.
He's great.
He is great.
He's hilarious.
The following day, I believe Tuesday, WrestleZone had an exclusive report stating, quote, "A reliable source this morning that has confirmed WWE is internally discussing bringing back the WWE draft at the upcoming Backlash pay-per-view." WrestleZone also adds, quote, "From what WrestleZone has been told, the idea for the WWE draft returning at Backlash would be to use it as a way for WWE to jumpstart all the dual brand pay-per-view format going forward." So Backlash seemed like it could prove to be a huge moment in WWE history 2018. Because it sounds like not only is it going to be a co-branded pay-per-view, we're going to get a new draft at the show.
At Backlash?
At Backlash.
Interesting.
May 9th or something like that, I want to say. Early May. You know, I really hope they don't do a full redraft. Each brand gets like 5 keepers.
Oh, I know. It shouldn't. I do not want a full shuffling of the deck. I do not want that. I want, like you said,
five keepers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Each brand gets to keep 5 superstars. Everybody else is up for grabs.
Yeah, I don't even know about that. I like, you know, 5 people from each brand. Like, I don't know.
That's just a shakeup then.
Yeah, I prefer that. I don't want another draft.
Well, it's better they do it every 2 years as opposed to every year like they used to do it.
Yeah, I know.
And at least if they do keepers, whether it be 5 or 10, to say, okay, we're going to, like, AJ Styles doesn't go anywhere. Shane and Daniel Bryan say, AJ, you're staying here on SmackDown.
Yeah, okay.
New Day, you're staying here.
Who would be, okay, so let's, okay, so.
On Raw, it'd be Reigns, Strowman, Rousey.
Mm-hmm. Asuka.
Well, Asuka's probably, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Where she's going to go. Is that 3? We'll just stick with these 3.
Braun, Reigns, Rousey.
You had to put Seth on there.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He just got inserted into the Eliminate. Well,
I know, but
Cena's a free agent, so he doesn't really matter.
Miz, probably.
Yeah, Miz. I can see, because Miz was already on SmackDown.
Miz
and that's
Rome.
The thing you also want to do is...
you don't want to keep 10 people back and forth at the shows.
Bray was already over there,
yeah.
So keep him on Raw.
They just made a Monday Night Rollins shirt.
Yeah, you don't want Seth. You don't want Seth going over there. Seth should be like the AJ of Raw. But mm-hmm. then there's like Braun and there's already like some top dogs over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but on SmackDown, it would have to be AJ.
You know what we should do?
What?
You know what we should do? We should do a top 10 list on Countout. What is it called? Countout? Where we do that. Where we say what 10 superstars.
We did. We did it yesterday.
Should benefit or should go through the draft thing.
We did. We did it yesterday.
It's going up today. I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Yesterday. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Today's Friday, my friend.
I got confused with
tomorrow,
this match
Saturday.
Chat. I really get confused with Friday Dirt Sheet and Sunday Match Chat.
You know what's going on? It's Rad Wrestling. Rad Wrestling is the nexus of time and space, and you're getting caught up in it.
I feel like you're spoiling things for me.
Sorry.
Yeah, keepers. Please do keepers. Anyways, Meltzer did talk about this on the newsletter, saying, quote, "Well, again, not official. Within WWE, the belief is that because of having to fit the top stars of both brands, that the former B shows will be increased an hour with 2 match pre-shows and 4-hour pay-per-views." We're going to add an extra hour pay-per-views and then pre-show, which I guess is typically about an hour, gets an extra match. So I guess in that sense, he has 5-hour shows.
Yeah. My initial gut feeling is, number one, I like longer pay-per-views.
Yeah, it's better for us when we stream our reactions.
I thought we were gonna do the good cop, bad cop, where I give the greedy reason why, and then you give the sensible reason. That's way too long. That's way too much show, Steve.
I mean, the only reason I say it's way too much show is we have to be here for another hour.
You don't have to be here. We have to be in the office, which is going to be the amazing spot.
What I was going to say, but now that we have an office, it's fine. I'll hang out there next
hour. It's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, something like that.
We should get a billiards table. We have that whole second room where we have no idea what to do with.
Oh, pool tables are expensive.
And I'm not going to, I decide I'm not going to revamp Matt Chat. It's fine the way it is.
Air hockey.
I might add some like stuff to people's videos.
Air hockey. Get an air hockey table.
Oh, that's fine too. I'm cool with that. Or we can get one of those foosball ones that goes.
No, I don't like foosball.
But really. No, listen, it's a foosball table that flips over and is air hockey.
Let's just get an air hockey table then.
Well, I like foosball.
All right, who are you going to play against? Not me.
Play by myself like I did when I was a kid.
Fine. Have at it.
All right, I will have at it. Anyways.
It's going to get real old real fast.
Creatively speaking, for the friendos out there, do you like, I mean, besides our greed, do you like the idea?
I do in this sense. As we've seen on SmackDown recently, when there's 2 months between pay-per-views, they have a tendency to spin their wheels.
Oh, my God, they do.
And I would like to hope that having a pay-per-view each month would lead to less of that,
yeah.
Lend to quicker paces of the storyline when necessary. I don't mind a long storyline. But just no spinning of the wheels.
Yeah.
Just get things going.
Well, here's what they could be doing, man. I mean, they did it the first year. Do the stuff like the wild card finals.
Yeah, man.
Do stuff like here comes a very special episode of SmackDown. Like, just do some deal with USA and say, hey, for this episode, we're going to make a 3-hour SmackDown. No, I'm not saying they're going to do a 4-hour Raw. But, you know, this very special episode of SmackDown makes SmackDown be, you know, bigger
feel
and better.
More important. Yeah, no, I understand
I mean,
that.
That's one thing you can do. Be honest with you, I'm fine with this.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't mind it at all.
Guess what? It's new. It's something different. I mean, I don't know. Meltzer makes the case in the newsletter that at that point it becomes silly that there's 2 world championships.
I disagree with that.
And I disagree with that,
because
too.
Because they still have their own shows.
I know,
just
exactly.
Just because they meet.
I know.
For the efficiency of doing a monthly pay-per-view doesn't mitigate or lessen the importance of the individual brand's champions.
And one of the cooler parts about... I mean, the coolest parts about the co-branded pay-per-views is all those great backstage segments where people, you know, meet each other for the first time in a while. And it might lose some of the luster, like when you're at Survivor Series. They can still call Survivor Series the only time of the year when people go head-to-head.
Well, that's not true now with Mixed Match Challenge.
That's non-canon.
But it is, because they said Lana got her first win during Mixed Match Challenge. So well, that still is canon.
During the canon of the Mixed Match Challenge, she did, yeah.
No, it's like Extended Universe WWE. It's still canon.
Well, it's debatable.
No, it is. Anyways, PW Insider added extra interesting little detail this morning, saying,
and,
as of...
Hold on a second. And if the numbers for the Mixed Match Challenge are as disappointing as internally Dave Meltzer is reporting they are, then the chances are Survivor Series will still be the only time of the year.
Well, I mean, like the live numbers on Mixed Match Challenge apparently have been great, but the VOD have been pretty consistent.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I think they got their Facebook money, and there's no guarantee that it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, there's no guarantee
that it's going to come back. Yeah.
Anyways, PW Insider reported Thursday that as of Thursday, quote, the WWE roster has not been informed of any plans to go forward with dual branding of pay-per-view events.
I wonder who PW Insider's guy is, because like it's like probably one roster member.
Maybe.
Who do you think it is? Dana Brooke. I think it's Dana Brooke. She's the insider. She's always,
Zack Ryder.
She's always... No, he's not leaking info.
I don't know. First name popped my head.
Dana Brooke is probably like having lunch with people, but she doesn't know they're PW Insider.
No, it could be.
She just thinks they're like cool people.
But anyways, this is like the least surprising aspect of this whole thing, that they are internally discussing all this and not telling anybody. Yeah?
Let's not solicit any ideas from the people who are actually on the show doing all this stuff.
Well, I mean, they didn't before they launched the network, and then everybody... Now, fewer people get pay-per-view bonuses, you know?
It's like a freaking, like, a room full of, like, 30 doughy writers, all just, like, mid-20s, and then they give it to Vince. Fine, whatever! Dad is probably done.
I'm worried about football now!
I'm worried about football now.
Pace of play!
Pace of
play! Pace of storyline. He's all about pace these days. He just wants to pick up the pace of everything.
Everything's gonna be faster.
These stories are too slow. More pay-per-views per brand, but fewer overall.
I'm getting older. I don't have time for all this shit.
Could be.
Jeez, Vince.
Wow, Vince. Grumpy. Grumpy Vince.
I don't have time for your business, all you doughy writers.
No, but all, you know, if this comes to fruition, I think it's a good idea. It'll help speed things along. And if it turns out to be a mess, then they can adjust course.
SmackDown, they're going to be like, oh, we don't let you spit in your wheels. Oh. Really? We'll continue to do that. Yeah, I don't know, man. SmackDown will find a way to spin.
They'll find a way. Well, let's combine a reshuffling of the deck for both shows. Say SmackDown gets an infusion of new talent. Yeah, these monthly pay-per-views. Hopefully, it'll kickstart a renaissance of creative over there in SmackDown, because for a while they were the better show.
Yeah, they were.
And then something changed around
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I fear that this is going to lead. This is like just another step into SmackDown being another dumping ground.
When they have a title unification, then yes.
They'll have AJ come over to Raw. They'll have AJ come to Raw, New Day come to Raw. Who else do they like on SmackDown?
Owens and Zayn.
Owens will go to Raw.
Oh, yes.
I don't think Vince cares about Zayn.
Yeah, probably not.
It'll be Zayn, Baron Corbin. Oh, God, it'll be Dolph Ziggler.
About Bob Roode.
Bob Roode will be the main eventer over there.
Yeah, about Randall Orton.
Oh, no, he's going back to Raw also.
Yeah, probably.
They like Randy. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. That's good. It's different.
So long as each brand gets their own distinct roster on their own shows, and it's fine. I don't mind co-branded pay-per-views at all.
Let's just fast forward to when it's all one roster again. I wouldn't like that, though.
No, because Meltzer in the newsletter makes a point of saying that the lower card talents might miss out on pay-per-view appearances now if they're co-branded, and that since they're not being on pay-per-view, they would get less TV time on the actual show. I don't know if that would actually happen.
Yeah, but
if they do ditch the brand split, that would definitely happen, because then you have AJ and Rollins and Reigns on
That'd
both
be a
Raw
terrible
and SmackDown.
Idea. They're only adding to their ranks. They cannot rejoin the brands.
Yes.
And I don't even know if I agree with that. If you got four-hour pay-per-views, that means you're going to have...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't agree with
an hour kickoff with two, you know, three matches maybe.
Yeah.
Look, let's be honest. We've seen SmackDown pay-per-views. For both brands, we've seen Raw and SmackDown pay-per-views that simply come off. They feel like extended versions of their regular shows.
Episodes of Raw and SmackDown.
Exactly. And nothing really changes. So no. I don't really. I mean, this adds some excitement. Look, man, if you're good, you're gonna rise to the top.
I also wonder too if they're having issues with ticket sales for pay per views. So why not?
Oh, probably
bolster the cards for pay per views by making them cross brand or co branded events.
That's a smart move.
Smart move. Yeah. As long as Raw and SmackDown weekly televised programming exists in separate universes, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm ready for the drop. Screw it, wholesale draft. SmackDown keeps AJ.
Yeah.
Owens. I think they need to keep Zayn too.
Yeah, if they keep Owens in. Yeah.
But here's the problem, though, is that the big problem with that, they'd have to resolve all this Shane McMahon business where he hates Owens and Zayn, because
guess what? He gets drafted to Raw.
God, I wish.
Problem solved.
He needs Owens. He needs to get drafted to, like, I don't know.
New Day staying off SmackDown. TV, and then Charlotte or maybe Asuka if she ends up going over there.
Michael Hayes needs to be a GM.
You think so?
Yeah, or commissioner or whatever Shane McMahon is. Put Michael Hayes in that position.
What about Road Dogg?
Road Dogg needs to, if he is in charge of SmackDown, he's the first one that needs to be on the train out somewhere.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know? SmackDown's been so bunk lately.
Yeah, this last week was better because they focused on wrestling and not so much on storylines.
Yeah, you know what was awesome about this week, too, is that there's no AJ Styles or Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, that was strange.
Like, really? Really?
Supposed to be building to
right
SmackDown's main event of Mania.
Right? I don't know, man. Anyways, next up, Rich Swann. Everybody wanted to know what's his status going to be with the WWE. If he's charged, if he's not charged, well, of course, obviously, the charges were dropped. Mm-hmm. But regardless of that, WWE announced Thursday morning that, quote, Rich Swann and WWE have mutually agreed to part ways. Did they give him a future endeavor?
They gave him best of luck in his future endeavors.
Best of luck in your future endeavors.
So, of course, we heard on it back in early December. Swan was suspended after he was arrested following a domestic violence incident between himself and his wife, indie wrestler Sue Young, in Gainesville, Florida. You mentioned charges against him were dropped. That happened January 25th. And Pro Wrestling Sheet at the time reported that, quote, according to court documents, prosecutors determined there was insufficient evidence to move forward with the case. He requested that all charges be dismissed. Triple H and Stephanie spoke about Rich Swann's situation January 10th during an appearance for the Television Critics Association, where they said, this is Triple H speaking, about
my turn
his
now.
Status. Yes.
Yeah. We're just waiting on legal. We have a zero tolerance policy on that, as you've seen, so he's suspended until it's determined legally one way or the other.
And then Stephanie added, and if he's convicted, he will be released.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And then he crotch-chopped. He was released anyways. This isn't surprising at all. Rich Swann is a non-vital piece of their roster. I liked his ring work. I liked his character work.
As did I.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know the entire story to this. I do know that the police report indicated there was two witnesses to Rich Swann doing some really screwed up stuff with it's his wife, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. They say there's not enough. There's insufficient evidence. I don't know if that means the victim in this case, being his wife, and they seem to have made amends, isn't willing to go forward with testifying against him.
Who knows?
That would seem to, we don't know. That would seem to logically be the case here, because they have made amends. Why would she testify against him? And without her testimony, they probably have no case. Again, that's just me trying to put the pieces together of this puzzle, this really sad puzzle. But you know, it's like when people say, you know, well, he wasn't charged. He was innocent until proven guilty. Well, yeah, but there's two witnesses saying the same thing. So obviously something happened, you know, and does the WWE really want to deal with that kind of situation? The problem with that situation, it can probably just get worse, you know. Domestic violence escalates. It gets worse if something isn't done about it. And I'm sure, I would just imagine the WWE doesn't want to have a potential even worse situation on their hands. I don't know if that's the case. It could just be a matter of the optics of, hey, this is what people now kind of associate you with, and we don't really want that on our show, so that's what's going to happen. It said mutual. It could have been Rich Swann saying, I didn't really like what I was doing 205 Live. I want out. It could have been that.
Yeah.
We don't know. But if you look at all the pieces of the puzzle, it could be a really bad situation. Not even talking about wrestling, it'd be a really bad situation. So I don't know. It's sad, and hopefully he's getting what he needs to figure his shit out, because that's a sad situation.
Yeah.
But in any event, he's got the freedom to do that now. He's not with the WWE anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
Next up,
let's talk about someone who is in the WWE, and that's Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of talk, speculation about what her role exactly is going to be at WrestleMania. Whether she's going to take on Charlotte or Asuka, or be in a mixed tag match against Stephanie or Triple H. This has all been discussed in the weeks, days since her debut at the Rumble. Sports Illustrated, in this week's This Week in Wrestling, reported what WWE may have planned for the women's divisions in their entirety at Mania, and what they say is as follows that WWE might be doing. First, Asuka versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's title. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's even better than a good idea. Especially it's a great idea.
Rousey's going to be signed exclusively to Raw. Send Asuka over to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Take on Charlotte. Be a huge match. Great match. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. What?
That was the most Trump shit
yet. I realized after I said that.
It's okay, man. It's a fun impression to do.
But I wasn't even trying to do it.
I know.
It came out that way.
Huge match. Great match. Wow.
Wow. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax for the Raw Women's title. Again, great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Been setting up that story, I feel like, for a year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Ronda Rousey, Sports Illustrated says it will be Stephanie and Triple H versus Ronda Rousey. Still a mystery partner. Apparently, names being pitched for Ronda's partner are, and this is according to Sports Illustrated, in order of preference. Top preference. Rock. We've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Goes all the way back to WrestleMania 31, that whole segment. Two, Kurt Angle. We suggested him once we heard The Rock and figured that he would not be available.
Yeah.
Three, Shane McMahon.
Boo.
Yeah. Four.
That one wouldn't even make sense.
Well, I mean, like, Shane and Stephanie have kind of had like a stewing rivalry going on ever since he came back.
Ronda signed with Raw.
Oh, I know.
That wouldn't make any sense.
No, it wouldn't. But then you have, I mean.
And then Triple H saved Shane McMahon at Survivor Series.
But then pedigreed him.
Well, yeah, but that's his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a pedigree.
I'm not looking at it from the Ronda perspective, just Steph, Triple H perspective, how they work Shane, that whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's a McMahon.
It doesn't make any sense, though. And then fourth was Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Of course, Seth defeated Triple H last year at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
In a pretty good match.
And he ended up knocking Stephanie off the apron.
Yeah.
Or he made Triple H do that.
So there's motivation there, I guess.
There's some motivation
Seth
there.
Seth right now has nothing to do with Mania.
Which is mind-boggling. I mean, it's not his fault. Everybody got injured, I know.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
I know. But, I mean, you know.
What?
On one hand, I'm done with Seth being this utility player to seemingly get everybody else over in some way.
Uh-huh.
Like, he got back together with the Shield to get Roman over.
Yeah.
He was getting Jason Jordan, well, I say over, but in terms of
working with him, yeah.
To raise his profile. Yes. Exactly. And, you know, he had that great promo where he was like, I want this to be the Monday Night Rollins show. I'm like, yeah, me too. I don't want that.
No, I don't want that either. But here.
Who would you rather have, though? Because you've said before that you'd be cool with Braun doing it.
Yeah, I think I'd be cool with either Kurt Angle or Braun.
Oh, so Braun over Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. Kurt Angle would be perfect for it.
Yes, Kurt Angle would be my number one choice. Anyways, yeah. Russell Votes, again, had a different take on this whole thing, tweeting, quote, regarding Rousey and Mania, WWE wanted The Rock as her partner, obviously. Whether he's doing it or not, we'll find out. The other choice was initially Angle, but looks like that changed.
Hmm.
Source says Rollins versus Angle more likely if no Rock, Strowman's name has been discussed. Of course, The Rock, the thing that will keep him from participating is
movie studios.
Yeah, they in terms of insurance and getting him insured for movies, because during his match WrestleMania 29, he got hurt.
Yeah,
had to delay the start of production, I believe, for Hercules. Huge mess. Probably cost studio a ton of money.
Yeah.
So that's a whole issue, because you know whoever is Rousey's partner, I suspect, is going to be in the ring for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Angle probably my first choice. Strowman second.
Interesting about that Angle thing. I wonder if they'd swapped out Angle to get him into a thing with Rollins. I like Rollins versus Angle I like that. I think that'd be really good. I'm fine with that. That's good. That's story motivated.
And pay off on the WWE 2K18 promotional materials, the commercials and stuff.
Oh, can they please do some pre-film stuff where that is solved? Because wasn't Kurt Angle on the case?
Well, he went to the archives after it was burnt down and found his boot and was getting angry.
Yeah.
But then that was it. It's the last we saw. He took his hoodie down.
I mean, the implication for me is that he went vigilante searching for the arsonist.
Yeah, the person who burned it down.
Which is, of course, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, because that's what his theme says. I mean, the case should be pretty easy to solve at this point. Dude's with fire on his pants, and his theme song starts with burn it down.
At this point, he's just telegraphing it. Yeah, he's like, come riddle me this, Batman.
Yeah, I know.
Getting a little hot in the kitchen, Ango? Rollins. It was you, wasn't it, Rollins?
Ha ha ha, it was me all along, Kurt.
It was me all along, Kurt. Monday Night Rollins is back.
I don't know. It'll all be interesting to see how this all pans out. We've heard Strowman versus The Miz.
I mean, still, here's my thing about it. Like, my gut tells me, just no, not Strowman, because I want bigger and better things for him. He'll kill this.
Yeah, I know. That's what'd be great about it.
He'll absolutely kill this.
Yeah.
There's actually a danger that he would completely and totally overshadow Ronda Rousey.
Completely true.
Because he's so damn good.
I know. That's why Kurt Angle just seems like the perfect choice.
I know he does. I know. He'll hang back a little bit. Like, people like him, but they're starting to cool on him a little bit.
Yeah, but at the same time...
He's my son! Stop laughing at him!
As over as Braun is, if they have any worries about Ronda Rousey getting over, put her with Braun.
Oh, yeah. She can ride that wave of Braun greatness. Yeah. No, I agree with that. He says, you cheer for her now, or you're garbage, or you're going to get these hands. Then he goes into his weird non-kayfabe voice.
Oh, man, it's great. Braun's the best.
Braun, I got to watch that segment again. God dang it, Braun is hilarious.
He is hilarious, Steve. Anyways, let's move on to some other news. Rey Mysterio.
No, is this the end?
Well, we can talk about more stuff.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, he said that he is going to be at New Japan Strong Style Evolved. He challenged Jushin Thunder Liger to a match.
I mean, that's one more step towards possibly getting me there. I have my ticket. Am I going to go?
What if Jericho versus Naito is confirmed main event?
Again, another reason.
What's it going to take for you to commit 100%?
Front row.
Well, your tickets aren't there.
Right. Second row. First three rows will get me there. Will get me there.
You better work on it.
I don't do, man.
Anyways, of course, you know, people have talked about, well, Mysterio is going to be in New Japan. How is that going to affect whatever deal he might be negotiating with WWE? Because he spoke about that to the Mirror, that there had been discussions. So Meltzer in the newsletter this week said, quote, inside educated speculation. Okay.
What the hell does that mean, Larson?
That means he's guessing.
But what does the inside part mean? What is that? Because that's a quote, right? Inside? Yeah, yeah. Okay. What does the inside mean?
He has an educated guess based on a conversation he may have had with somebody. So don't take this as fact. This is speculation on Meltzer's part. Is that Mysterio will sign some kind of deal maybe in 2019, if not this year, but it would be part-time. And he goes on to say that he speculates it might be something akin to what Jericho does, signed for 3-4 months at a time, takes time off.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So again, this is speculation on Meltzer's part.
This is not just speculation,
it's
Larson.
Inside educated.
This is inside educated speculation. The best type of speculation
inside
there is.
Inside educated
because
speculation.
It's inside educated. It's just delicioso. I think that's, look, man, come on. They got to do this. I'm really surprised. I mean, do you think Matt and Jeff are like, we could have done that?
Oh, I know.
We could have done that shit. I want to do that. Can we do that? And I mean, I hope. Here's the thing. I hope that, because that just gives us fans more than we want. I don't want to see people 365 days a year, anyways. I like when people go away and then come back.
Same.
Let people go away and come back.
It creates instant excitement when they're there, they're gone for a while, then they come back.
Watch, when Dean Ambrose comes back from injury, huge pop.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's been gone for a long time.
Heck, just when Chris Jericho comes back. I know he was briefly on Raw 25. When he comes back out, maybe sometime this summer, massive pop.
Massive pop.
He's been gone for a while.
Exactly. Jason Jordan, when he comes back, big booze.
Yeah.
A lot of booze.
Yeah.
Nobody likes
Wait, who'd
that.
You say?
Jason Jordan.
Oh, yeah, probably. I like Jason Jordan.
Character-wise, they hate him.
I like Jason Jordan a lot, though. But yeah, you're correct about all that. Another little interesting tidbit, courtesy of Sports Illustrated, was, you know, we spoke a couple weeks ago, I think, about Hulk Hogan.
Oh, this is
maybe
great.
Make an appearance at
Wrestle
Kingdom.
Oh, so wait, hold on. This is, of course...
this is a non-news teaser?
This is a teaser at the $5 a month and up Patreon mark. Every week, we do non-news.
Non-news.
So here is a selection of news that could be on non-news.
Correct. So there was talk about Hogan maybe making an appearance at Wrestle Kingdom, joining Bullet Club.
Brother.
So according to Sports Illustrated, they can confirm, quote, New Japan made an offer to Hulk Hogan to appear at January's Wrestle Kingdom as an honorary member of the Bullet Club. When Hogan's camp named its price, which SI Sports Illustrated learned was $750,000, New Japan officials declined the offer.
Do you think this is a matter of him not rounding up? Like, 750,000 sounds a lot more than, like, just a million. How much do you want? A million? Wow, that sounds like a good round number right there. But if you say $750,000, that's a lot of syllables. Yeah, that's a ton of syllables.
I know, but despite the syllable...
count?
Yeah. I mean, I understand the millions more than less than a million.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I think he shot himself in the foot.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could have been... I think he got a cool mill... Just to come out.
No, take it to zero off that. Then you're more like
75,000.
No, 100,000.
Oh, from that, yeah, 100,000. Yeah. I wonder what New Japan's upper limit was. What do you think it was? 300?
Oh, I'll probably say about 100,000. Maybe 50. Oh, I don't know.
Oh man, like I feel like 50,000 is like what we can get. They can get us for.
No, we would have to pay them 50,000. Get out of here with that.
To be part of the Bullet Club entrance?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. We need to,
we have to buy your own Bullet Club.
We need to get on their media list, man. I guarantee you nobody does the 30,000 numbers that we do on the new... What is that?
Oh, yeah, they're Macho Man and Shawn Michaels.
Is that Shawn or Marty?
No, it's Shawn Michaels.
Looks like it'd be either one. Wow, those are great.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, what a drag. What a bummer. Really for bummed who? Out about that. To see Hulk Hogan come out and watch him like just completely hog the spotlight and not want to leave when it's time for him to leave.
But who? Because is it Wrestle Kingdom?
You paid me $750,000, brother.
Bullet Club, but in what before what match? Like, would he walked out with Kenny and the Young Bucks prior to that match? Would have been Cody's match. Which match?
Cody just came out looking like Flash Gordon.
Yeah, Young Bucks came out, you know, the other match against Roppongi 3K.
Well, the Young Bucks are the ones where, I don't know, maybe everybody.
Yeah, I know the Young Bucks have been the one.
Hulk Hogan will be the glue that keeps the Bullet Club together.
And that would be an interesting
The Bullet Club is fine, brother. Hashtag.
That's what's confusing to me about it, unless they're playing some entrance.
I would imagine they would have done some big hurrah thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it wouldn't have made a lick of sense. Why? Like, why? It'd probably been the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He probably just want to come out the Young Bucks.
They've been the most vocal about.
Yeah. I think they actually want that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would imagine that's like, what, 1 month of their Pro Wrestling Tees revenue they could have paid for Hulk Hogan themselves.
I don't think they make quite that much.
Oh, $750. I have inside educated speculation that they make $750 large every month.
Doubtful
from their pro. How are they not? I mean, we pull in what 30,000 every month from Pro Wrestling Tees, just from our selection that you can get right here.
That's a good plug, but it's factually incorrect.
Don't tell them that. We want people to think that we're big ballers.
No, I want people to think we're not, so they're more inclined to buy our shirts.
Oh, so they're going to get on Patreon.
If we're making 30,000, people think we're making $30,000 of selling shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, they won't be inclined to buy a T-shirt to support us because they think these guys are making a ton of money off selling their garbage T-shirts.
One, two, take two zeros off that.
Yeah, it's closer than. See, now people might be more inclined. Oh, they're only making
$300.
Yeah, I'll toss $20 their way for a shirt.
If only every month can have a WrestleMania sale.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, that is
last
funny.
News story. Our pro wrestling tees revenue.
Oh man,
you want to talk about Dolph's new contract? I know we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, man.
But again, on Sports Illustrated, they gave some terms: 2-year deal for $3 million over the length of the contract, plus $1.5 million per year. And they add, quote, contrary to reports, multiple sources close to WWE confirmed that Ziggler was always planning on re-signing with the company. Of course, we'd heard prior that he was inclined to leave, but they gave him a really sweetheart, like, main eventer type deal.
Jeez. Do you think he used that just to, for, he was like, backstage, he was like, I'm really tired of this place. I am not re-signing a contract.
I know, just walking through the corridors and such, but when he's talking
look at me, everybody, I'm not re-signing.
When he's talking to Triple H or Mark Caron, he's like, oh, I'm totally staying.
He's like, yeah, no, I love it here. It's great. I have no other prospects.
I know.
I've got like a 50-venue.
Have you seen my act at Laugh Factory?
It's terrible.
Never, in fact, seen any of his stand-up work. It might be great. I don't know.
Hey, Dolph, duh, man. Don't quit your day job, which is this. No, you know what? I mean, the funny thing is, like, we sit here and we, you know, when I heard $1.5 million a year, the bottom line is the WWE roster has, if you look at the entirety of the pro wrestling business, only a small handful of people are able to do what guys like Dolph Ziggler can do. He's been around the company. He knows the ins and outs. He's a professional. You can put him in any slot. And he's believable from the bottom of the card, as we're seeing right now, to the top of the card. Yep. You know, it's like, do we think he's going to get the title off AJ? No.
No.
But he can be in that main event and do whatever they need to do. That's not easy. That takes a lot of experience, and that experience is worth a lot of money. They were given the same thing. I think Alberto Del Rio was making the same money.
Yeah.
I think he was making like $1.5 million every year.
That sounds about right.
So, you know, that's worth a lot of money, man.
Yeah, it is.
They, he, you know.
I wonder if he got a bus as part of his deal.
No, he's not a... What is Randy Orton? 14-time world champion? 15-time?
14.
14? Something like that? What's Triple H now? 13?
13.
Yeah.
So Orton's one more than him, I think. 14.
Yeah, 14 is a bus. Dolph has 2 with a combined reign of like 60 days.
Yeah.
And like 1 title defense. No.
Who has bus? Cena has bus.
Big Show had bus.
Yeah. Randall Orton has bus.
And Orton had a bus.
Or if anybody else has a bus.
I think Punk wanted a bus, and they said no.
No, Punk did get a bus.
Oh, did he get a bus with that last contract?
They talked about that in his documentary.
Yeah. Okay.
He did have a bus.
You think Jericho had a bus?
Maybe he was full-time.
Triple H has a plane.
Do you think AJ has a bus?
Oh, does AJ have a bus?
No, I know. I'm guessing.
Well, he's still under his first contract.
Yeah.
He could probably get a bus in his next one.
Yeah. I wonder if Seth has a bus. What about Roman? Roman's got to have a bus.
What? Roman doesn't have a bus. He's on a ride-along.
They do that for the show.
Elias
man.
Has a bus now, or no, a limo, whatever that that's thing on Ride Along was. I think Ride Along is for reals, man.
You think that's canon, but Mixed Match Challenge isn't?
It's shoot canon. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you believe then that Elias actually has an album coming out?
No, that's the one. Yeah, I think the WWE will put that out.
Maybe.
I think they will. You look at me, but I think that's going to happen.
No, because at first you said no. And I thought you were contradicting yourself by saying right along.
Oh, no. The album is real. I know. Elias isn't real. His car isn't real.
Elias isn't real.
I think the Shield riding together is probably real.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably
Hold
real.
I'm saying it all wrong.
Real. But I don't think Roman has a bus. What has he done besides be like the guy that Vince wants?
I'm sure he's making a ton of money. I think that's all. I mean, I guess if
who's making more? You think we're making more, Roman or Seth?
Probably Roman.
You really think
Hold
that?
On, I thought like the 2016 or 2017.
Who do you think sells more merchandise, Roman or Seth?
Roman.
What? I don't know, man.
Here, this is from Forbes. Highest paid wrestlers 2017. Oh, Brock Lesnar has, well, he doesn't need a bus. He just flies in and out.
Yeah, he's not.
Lesnar, number one. 2, John Cena. This is 2017, I think, yes. Next, Triple H, which is strange. But I guess he's getting paid for to be a wrestler and executive. Roman Reigns, according to Forbes, $3.5
million.
He's
a year?
4, yeah.
Well, where's Seth?
Behind Dean Ambrose. AJ. Oh, 2.4.
Wow.
Shane McMahon. No Seth so far.
Get out of here.
The Undertaker. Seth, there he is. Tied for eighth, $2 million.
He's making less than Dean? How does that work?
Maybe Dean sells more merch.
He's been a face the entire time.
This is just for 2017. I don't know what their sources are.
Inside educated speculation. That's my new source I'm going to.
Let me see. Let me go back and see if they have they sourced any of the stuff in the beginning. I kind of breezed past that.
Seth freaking Rollins, man. He should be their top earner. No, so I remember Dean, didn't he do like the most number of matches?
Either 2015 or 2016, yeah. 2017, it was Jinder. Did the most in the company.
Jeez. Roman Reigns. Well, if you're going to be a top guy, you got to pay him.
Yep.
Top guy money. Listen, we're going to make you top
the
guy.
Highest.
Gee whiz! God, that's, man.
This is from 2016.
That's like a third of their freaking profits.
This is 2016. Calendar year. And this is according to Forbes, based on WWE's public filings, booking contracts, and paid documents.
Oh, well, 2016, how long was Seth even around? Like in terms of, was he still injured? When did he get injured? Like 2015?
Yeah, it was like 2015. So okay. He came back in May of 2016.
All right. Oh, yeah, because
it was at Battleground. He came back, attacked Reigns, and then at Money of the Bank, he won the title, and Dean cashed in on him.
Okay.
2016, though, was AJ's first year in WWE.
Jeez. Yeah, so he just signed a super lucrative contract.
Yeah, I'm sure he sells a ton of merch, too.
Oh, yeah. Good for him, man.
Yeah, man.
Lots of money. Hey, if you're going to be the top guy, you got to get that top guy money.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm looking at iPhone cases here
for. I don't know why either. I thought you were going to look at who makes money.
A little weird.
It is weird. You're doing weird things over there.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the news for this week.
That's all we got, man.
Yeah.
We ran through the Rich Swann stuff pretty quick. Because it's heavy stuff.
It is heavy stuff.
You know, and I know there's a variety of opinions out there.
Yeah.
And I don't claim to be an authority on anything.
Yeah.
It's just how I feel.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys. Oh, wait, I got to get some music here. Thank you, Gypsy Bug. See, she's a good girl. She coming to the office
she's
with us?
In the room. No.
I love her so much. I'm going to kiss her.
That's very loud.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.